Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm at a round of applause.
Sway the hands like this. What's up, everybody? You are tuned in for the Affair After Show. I am your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, she's been with me a lot now, and I like it. We have Kendra Summer. Say hello.
Hey, hey, what's up?
And this is a new show. This is the second episode of The Affair, Showtime's new show. It's a really interesting show.
Yeah, it's very cutting edge.
It's very cutting edge. There's a lot of new developments going on in the show as you're watching it. I was talking with our engineer about how they've done it kind of in movies, but yep. Even in doing it in movies, this kind of format, it's not been done like this.
Yes, never done like this. It's definitely one of those shows that right. If you need to like schedule your bathroom break, because right. If you leave the you know where you're watching during the show and come back, you're not gonna get it.
You're screwed.
Yes, you
you're
really done. Are. You might you're as done. Well just you know.
But, well, that's what DVR is about.
Yes, yeah.
DVR. You got to have DVR for the show.
Definitely.
Because you
got to
do some rewinding. Yeah. So I want to kind of talk about the background. Of the show. Our host April is not with us, but she will be with us next week. Did a great job kind of doing the first episode by herself.
She held it.
She did. She held it down. But I want to kind of revisit and kind of talk about what's going on. So the two main characters in this is Noah and Allison. Mm-hmm. And so in the first episode, you see them kind of come together. And of course, the name of the show is The Affair.
Yes.
So they are the two that are in the basically culminating this affair,
yes.
So to speak. We find out that they're both married. There's children. Noah has children.
Yeah.
Allison had a child, which we'll talk about in a second, which is very sad. But it's very telling and interesting kind of how they're going about revealing what happened with this child.
Yes.
So you have them kind of coming together in their stories. You have Noah's story first and his version of events. Yep. And you have Alan's story and her version of events. But the interesting part is that they are talking. All of this is happening because they are talking to a detective.
Yep.
Who we find out in this particular episode is investigating a murder.
Yes. So it all kind of coincides together. And there's a big merger of stories. So it's interesting because I watched the show without really reading the reviews of what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched the pilot, I was like, I actually thought that the girl was choking again, the little girl.
Mm.
I remember I was like, oh my gosh, this poor little girl. Like, she needs to stop putting
choking
stuff.
All over the place.
Yeah.
What's going on?
She needs to stop putting stuff in her mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody needs to watch her. But it's very interesting concept, like you
right.
said.
And how they're going with the two stories.
Yes.
And it's also interesting, I think, too, because you see when they're telling their two stories, they're obviously very different.
Right.
There's some similarities, but most of the part, there's very subtle differences.
Yes.
And there's also major differences.
Well, they must be doing something right because they got 2.5 million views
really?
On the pilot. And that's one of the top for Showtime. So, I mean, whatever they're doing, keep it up, guys, because we're loving it.
Right. So let's get into this particular episode.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with part one,
yep.
which is Noah's, you know, chain of events.
Mm-hmm.
It says part one, Noah. Noah is thinking about Allison.
Yes.
So he's thinking about her, obviously reeling from what happened in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And what he, you know, saw happen with her and everything that went on. He won't, he's in the shower thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
His wife walks in.
Yes.
And she says, hey, you know, I want to hop in there with you,
yeah.
hubby. Let's
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's take a shower together.
And he shoots her down.
He checks her.
Gosh.
So I'm like, that's kind of awkward. Yeah. And she kind of is like, oh, thanks. I feel very good about that. And he's like, oh, I just need some me time.
Well, don't you think that kind of raises a red flag to her, too? I feel like this is like the beginning of the gameplay that he's starting.
Well, obviously. But to me, what this tells me, because they haven't been there this long. They're obviously on a vacation at her in-law's house. Yes. They're there for the summer. He's working on his second book.
Yep.
He's already written his first. And so I believe that they've had problems long before they got there.
Oh, definitely. It's just, this is just like the volcano. It's ready to erupt. And I feel like Allison just triggered everything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that just kind of goes into them more why he's thinking about this other woman.
Definitely.
Because he is having problems with his wife. Ruby is a friend. She kind of is introduced, her character, and she is in about two scenes, and she's a friend of his oldest daughter.
Yep.
Allison, then he sees her and acts like, you know, she doesn't know him. So there's a part where she's going over, he's with his youngest daughter, and they're walking over, and there's like a farmer's market going on, right? And so he sees Allison. This is, Noah we're talking about. Mm-hmm. He sees Allison. She's at the stand, which with his, her sister-in-law.
Yep.
And selling jelly, jams, you know, the homemade. And the daughter walks up, and this is the same person. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Allison helped her because, like we said before, and you just mentioned this, she was choking at the restaurant where Allison works.
Yep.
So the daughter runs up to what you think, like, oh, I recognize her.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the person that saved my life. So she runs up. She's like, I want to try some jam.
Yeah.
He walks up, and Allison is like, you know, hey, how you doing? He acts like she doesn't even know him.
Yes.
Now, again, this is his version of events.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that she did that in his version?
Oh, I think that he was probably just thinking that she, you know, she knew that he was married.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he thought that was why she was creating the distance. But one thing I really did like was when he gave her the money after buying the jams for his daughter, he goes, here, honey, you can keep the change.
Right.
And she goes, you know, I'd rather not.
Right.
And I was like,
take your money.
What a burn.
Right.
Like, gosh.
She was, I didn't think that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting because, again, you have to really look at this show in the eyes of who it's about. Because, again, this is their version of events. This is what they're telling, how everything happened to this particular detective.
Which is so interesting, too, because in a relationship, there's always two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so cool that they're showing what the guy's really thinking and what the woman is really thinking. Because it's the same story, but so different.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. So you see that, it, you know, of course, continues on. And then they go to a ranch.
Yep.
So this is the family. So it's Allison, it's Noah, his wife, and then their son. And they go to this ranch, and then they basically, they see that there's a kind of a help wanted sign for someone who wants to be a ranch hand.
Which is perfect because he's very troubled, their son Martin, and this will be a great outlet for him to really get into.
Exactly. And this is also where she, his wife, used to do, you know, ride horses back in the day. Because this is, obviously, this is where she grew up.
Yep.
This is her home. They're in, again, their in-law's house. So she goes and they see that, and he recognizes her husband, who is Cole.
Yes.
That is at the ranch, who actually owns the ranch.
Yes.
Sees him ride up on the horse.
He looks so nervous.
Right, right. And he's just like, that's the same guy. But, you know, of course he doesn't, you know, Cole doesn't know him like that.
Yep.
So he's thinking, okay, so my son may possibly be working under the person that, you know, I potentially, his wife, who I potentially, you know, I'm attracted to.
Yes.
And maybe starting something.
Which you could even tell he was concerned because he was trying to block it. You know, the wife, Helen, his wife, was saying, right. Oh, this would be really great for our son, blah, blah, blah. And then Noah was like, oh, well, you know, he could probably get another job. Like, definitely mm-hmm. trying to, you know, get in there and nip that one.
Right.
But it didn't work.
It did not work. Mm-hmm. It did not work. So I think it's going forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing predictions yet, but I always like to kind of put it in there.
Of course.
I think that's definitely going to cause some friction with him working there because yep. of the ties that's going on.
I was actually excited when that happened. I was
you're excited.
I'm like a sucker for a good juicy drama, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Interesting. So then we go into the party scene.
Yep.
So this is a party that his father-in-law is having, Bruce.
Yep.
Is having, and there's a lot of people there. So, you know, everybody's dressed up, and you see Bruce is talking and to this lady named Teresa.
Yes.
Who he supposedly had an affair with.
Yes.
And Helen is very upset mm-hmm. because, you know, she pulls Noah like right away. She's like, this is all messed up. It's all yep. messed up. Come here. Come here. I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's going on? You
yeah.
know, and then she points out that, you know, he's talking to the lady that he had an affair with.
It just contradicts itself so much. Because during that, then he's comforting his wife saying, mm-hmm. oh, what your dad did was so bad, blah, blah,
right.
blah. She shouldn't be here.
Right.
And then he kind of, you know, looks off and then there he's looking at Allison
right.
while he's comforting his wife for
right.
the same thing. I was like, you know, here we go.
Well, it's just one. I think it's one of those things that it's very I don't know what you would call it, but when you have it kind of it's ironic.
Yeah.
There you go. It's very ironic because here is his father-in-law.
Yep.
Who had an affair with this woman.
Yes.
His wife is complaining to him
yeah.
about the affair
yep.
while he's on looking to this woman who he desires.
Yes.
And wants to have an affair essentially with.
I know. Well, you know what this is? It's smart writing. It's really, really witty and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good.
No, it's really good. It's really good. So now Bruce, of course, we all know that. In this show, he's definitely going to be the resident jerk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw in the first episode when him and Noah were talking and they were talking about, you know, his first book, but he was kind of making jabs at him. And he's mm-hmm. like, oh, you're trying to write a second book?
yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen. Everybody has one book in them. Hardly anybody has two. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. So you can tell that that's him. He's that dude.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking and then he has some colleagues there with him and he's talking and he's basically saying a lot of ignorant stuff.
Yes.
Allison walks over and he kind of mentions some things about that and talks about him flirting with her or, you know, that she was flirting with him and says just some nasty things about him
yep.
as well as her. I mean, to the point where he called her a whore.
Yep.
Right. Kind of, you know.
Well, just like, do you feel though, like back to Bruce, that he's kind of like a mentor though? Like that Noah kind of sees him as like a mentor. Like he's going down the same career path and mm-hmm. he even like helped him, introduced him to who he was talking to originally in that scene, like the agent.
I agree with you kind of only because mm-hmm. I think it's kind of a forced mentor situation,
okay.
meaning that that's his father-in-law.
Yeah. True.
So, and they're in the same line of work. I think he kind of appeases him because that's his wife.
Yeah.
He would not go there if it wasn't for his wife.
Yeah.
This is his wife's doing. He wants to go. I think he just was like, okay, well, if we're going to go, fine, I'll go.
Well, the wife even seemed kind of embarrassed of his book
right.
because she said, well, maybe the next one should be more commercial.
Right.
Which I thought was such a jab and, you know.
But I think that also goes on to the fact that they're not really getting along very well.
It's true.
And I think mostly she sees him as a subpar, you know, writer. Like,
yeah.
you know, when he's over there thinking about what he's doing, I mean, she's supporting him in the sense, but it's almost like that when you're supporting somebody, but at the same time, you're kind of
jabbing
yeah. at them. And so he's basically in this kind of limbo situation mm-hmm. where he wants to further his career as a writer.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, he would be happy being a teacher.
Of course.
Because that's what he's doing. And he kind of said that earlier in the first episode.
Yeah.
But I think his wife is kind of pushing the envelope because she's very much a go-getter.
Well, she's for money.
What she does, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think she wants that in him. So
yeah.
it's not like she doesn't love him anymore, but the word I was looking for was a backhanded compliment.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
it was very snarky.
It was very much a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, yeah, you're a great writer, honey, but you just got to kind of do better over here,
yeah.
you know. So instead of just saying, like, you should do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You should. The first book was successful. Do the second
yeah.
book how you want to do it.
She doesn't support him like a wife should. You can, like you said, you can definitely see that there's problems happening right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But like you were saying, he even stood up for Allison when the father was putting, her down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So all of a sudden, everyone disperses. Noah goes out and he links up with Allison. And he goes and they go to the beach.
Yeah.
And so they're at the beach, and all of a sudden now she acts like she knows him.
Yeah.
And so he asks her, like, what was up earlier? And he says, oh, because you're married. Mm-hmm. So they start talking about that whole situation. And, he's mentioning about the marriage. They're talking. All of a sudden she says she's married too. He feels like there's no way you're married. I can't believe you're married. And I think there's a comment that's made about when she was having sex with her husband. He's like, oh, married people don't have sex like that. And then the line that was said was marriage means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part about that quote is on their both of their versions of events that happened, that was the one thing that they both had it in it.
Yes.
Allison said that in each one. Yeah. Very much that same way.
Yeah.
So it's, I think, for you talking about the smart writing of this show, I think that's very much, they did that purposely to show that, you know, this is basically the culmination of this show.
Yes.
The show is titled The Affair.
Yeah.
So it's great to have a quote that both of them agree on, that marriage means different things to different people.
Which I love that. That's great.
Yeah. So, but it's also, I think, a way to have an excuse about things.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So anyway, you can look at it as what it is. Well, they start kissing. Uh-huh. And there's kind of the end of that particular situation.
Yep.
So the detective is talking. So then you see them go back to the detective. You're going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, and doesn't it then cut, like you said, back to the detective? Mm-hmm. So you took my thought.
I took your
thought?
You did.
Oh! You stole it.
Well, see, we're just so... We have really great chemistry now.
We're on several panels together.
That's right. We know what each other's doing. Should have just went on. Yeah. So the detective says he's gathering information on the victim who may have been murdered. So this is the first time that we know that somebody has been murdered. Before, in the first episode, when they're talking, because they would do these cutaways when they would be talking to the detective. So you know, and kind of keeps you engaged and like, okay, all of this is because they're talking to a detective.
It's turned from more of like a love story to a thriller, like a nail biter.
Yeah.
And one more point just on this love story. I just have to throw this out there because when we were watching, I'm a huge Nicholas Sparks fan, and I got really excited when I noticed that the two main characters, Noah and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think they did that on purpose? Because The Notebook is such like a solid love story, and this is like an affair.
I don't know if they did it on purpose. I mean, I think that's a great point to make.
Yeah.
I mean, The Notebook is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, the truth is coming out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm going to stand behind it. And yeah, there it is. I love The Notebook.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that is why they did that. I think if they did, I think that's another smart thing that the writers did.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
It's very clever.
It is very clever. It is very clever. What I was saying before about the detective is before in the first episode, you didn't see, they gave little about what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You knew he was investigating something. And really the only thing that gave it away that someone was murdered was when you watched kind of the preview for the entire season.
Yes.
That's the only way I knew.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, okay, he's investigating a murder, but that's it.
Because it's very hard to pick up on unless you've watched that preview.
Exactly. So he basically says, finally, that they are investigating, because I think Allison was the one that said, oh, I think I thought this was investigating an accident. He's like, no, there's possibility of murder.
Yeah.
So I think when you bring the murder card into it, that's what spices up everything, because who got murdered.
It's like you're playing a game of Clue. Exactly. Like, where's Colonel Mustard?
It is like a game of Clue. It's like trying to fit the pieces. But it's very interesting that the show is taking a turn where it's really giving you limited information. And it's like you have to keep watching to find out what's going on. Like, it's not predictable whatsoever.
No. And even in the preview this week,
right,
I didn't, you know, at the end of this episode, I didn't see anything about who was killed. So now it's like you have to tune back in.
You have to watch in.
And then you have to tune back into us.
Right.
So.
But somehow we know it's connected.
Yeah.
Because of, obviously, the fact that he's talking to both of them.
Of course.
So we're going into part two. But before that, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is iTunes.
Yes. Speaking of watching us, you need to log into iTunes
and
rate us 5 so you can see more of us, and
five
we'll
stars.
Pop up in more more mediums with that.
Yeah. And you want to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, we're in over 100 countries.
Yep.
So you'll be in good hands.
And 2 million subscribers, so you should definitely become one.
You should. Yeah. 2 million and one.
Yeah, 2 million and one. Look at that.
We need it. 2 million and one. We need that one. All right, so part two is Allison's version of the events. Uh-huh. So her version starts off a little differently, and she's basically talking to Scotty, which is her husband's brother, and he's, you know, she picks up some fish from him, and he makes a comment to her, and he says she looks better.
Yes.
And so I took that to believe because Allison obviously, and they, again, giving us bits and pieces of what's going on, she went through a lot when her child died.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you saw it in the first episode. You saw the way Cole was kind of handling the situation when they were being intimate. Yeah. And he's like, you know, today's going to be better.
Yeah.
So she obviously went through a lot with, you know, this situation.
She's so empty. And I mean, who can really blame her after going through a tragedy like that, you know? But even like you said in the first episode, she was just really lifeless and there was nothing.
Right. And I think it's interesting too, because everyone has, if they're in a relationship and they're married, they have a reason why they turn to the affair.
Of course.
And I feel like with Noah, his situation is very much different than Allison's situation.
Completely different. I mean, as we were watching, I was thinking that Noah might actually be able to save Allie, because I feel like no matter how far we progress with this and how she tries to heal the relationship after losing the baby, there's no way that she'll ever be able to feel the same way about Cole that she did before she lost her child. It's just there, she's too damaged, and I feel like she kind of sees Noah as maybe like a bright light and, you know, a ray of sunshine to her sad situation.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. So he says she looks better, talking about the baby. She she basically kind of acknowledges and like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate the compliment. I'm interested and I really want to know what happened to her child.
Of course, because the baby did look a little bit older. It wasn't like a, like on the tombstone.
Right.
It had a picture.
Right.
And it didn't look like a newborn. It looked like a little bit older.
I want to say it was like a toddler.
Yeah.
I think it was a toddler. The way they kind of pictured it.
Yeah.
And the way they kind of, the way it's being described.
Plus, she said that she was kind of getting to know the child in the first episode. And if it was a newborn, she wouldn't have had that.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, I just think it's interesting that they're, again, going back to what they said before, they're giving us bits and pieces to make us kind of think and kind of use our brain, so to speak. I don't know if I like to think so much when I watch the TV, but this is actually making me use my brain to really register what's going on with everyone.
Yeah.
Because you have to look at everybody, because everybody's playing a part with this show.
Yeah.
Like, everything is intertwined. Even with Cole's brother, Scotty, there's a scene where he's kind of hanging out with Noah's oldest daughter.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So, I mean, well, you know, when they came to the ranch,
yeah,
you know, she was kind of talking to him, and then he was saying, oh, you should come and, you know, try to ride or whatever. It was when she went to pick up her brother.
Yeah.
And so,
But Cole, when that happened, though, Cole, the brother of Scotty, saw that that was happening, and he kind of got in there, and he just, like, you know, nudged him in the shoulder.
Yeah, he wanted to shut it down because she's 16.
She's young, and, but it made me really angry that he still kept pursuing her, even though he knew. I mean, I think that's so disrespectful after he's met the father and he's working so closely with, you know, her brother. I mean, it's just, it's, she's underage. Leave her alone.
Right. Exactly. I mean, my thing is, I think that for whatever, it's somehow all of this is going to be connected.
Of course.
So the fact that all of this, like even with the youngest brother going to work at Cole's, you know, horse ranch, like all of this, this is all going to come back to us.
Of course.
In some way or another. So I think it's just important that you got to look at everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think with this show, you're going to have to definitely look at everything.
It's like a grown up high school. Like, I'm wondering, watching, like, who's going to tell about the affair? Like, I'm wondering which character is going to find out and blow the whistle.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know?
The other interesting thing is, going back to Bruce, the next scene, she's talking to someone, she's making a delivery, and that person that she's talking to is reading one of Bruce's books.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we talked about Bruce being an author as well. And she said that she doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not going to get into predictions yet, but I'm wondering what it is about Bruce. Like, is he just a jerk to everybody? Because obviously we see how he interacts, with Noah.
Yeah.
We see how he interacts with Noah. My thing is he a jerk to everybody? Because it sounds like for whatever reason, she doesn't like him. And there's a reason why she doesn't like him. Like she had some kind of history with him. What do you think?
I mean, I would say once you're a jerk, you're always a jerk. I don't really see this character being selective. I think he's pretty much a jerk to everyone in the book or in the show. Sorry.
You think he's equal opportunity jerk?
Oh, definitely. He doesn't pick, you know, select people. But I also want to know if Allison, knowing that Noah is affiliated with Bruce, is going to affect her relationship with him at all, just as the show goes on. I find that kind of an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting. And I, going forward, when she's back at work, we see that she's offered the job to work at Bruce's party.
Of course.
So it's that level. And she declines the job.
Yeah.
Now, in the other version, with Noah's version, she was obviously there at the job working. So my thing is, she declined the job, and then we didn't see her accepting it later.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting how the writing and the show is going by showing us how everything is coming up. Because if she declines the job first, my thing is like, okay, she's not going to do the job at all.
Yeah.
Why would she do it? She doesn't like Bruce. You know, it's not like, it doesn't sound like she needs the money that bad.
Well, I don't know about that, though, because she was looking at the paycheck and then her and the other server were saying, do you want to split a cup
of
coffee?
That's true.
As a viewer, I was kind of shocked when she declined to do it originally.
Right.
You know?
Well, see, and okay, well, then we go to that point. Mm-hmm. But then why decline it, though? If she needs the money, why decline it initially?
She must have known somehow that Noah was going to be there. And then
do you think that that's what it was?
I think that's what it was. And then something kind of switched gears in her, and she decided that she wanted to see him after all. Something I remember watching it and thinking there was something that happened with her husband that made her just completely change. Because I think she's sick of feeling so empty after losing the child and going through so much grief. Because remember, even when she was getting the fish from the boat in the beginning, that guy that gave her the fish, he said, my mom and I are praying for you. And can you imagine hearing that over and over?
Well, that was her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Scotty.
That was Scotty.
Yeah.
But how horrible would that have to be when you go through a tragedy having to hear, we're praying for you, we're thinking of you. It's like, you know, and even other characters in this episode did mention that. And I just felt so bad for her.
So you think that the reason why she declined, what was the reason why she declined at first? That's what I'm asking.
I think there was some kind of, something was triggered where she just realized that she feels so empty and that her vessel is just so empty and she's just so lost and she hasn't really felt anything in so long, ever since losing the child, that she has decided to maybe give this Noah guy a chance.
So that's why you're saying she accepted it.
I think that's what it is. And
okay. I was trying to find out why she declined it at the first, because she said she didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then her coworker just said, I'm going to do it.
I think it was something.
Do you think it was because she didn't like Bruce and she was like, I don't want to work, do anything with him or anything affiliated with him?
I think that's what she was telling herself. But I think deep down there was deeper feelings. And I think somehow I think that she knew that Bruce, at Bruce's house, Noah was going to be there for some reason, because it's a small town, and
in
a small town, everyone talks, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's interesting. When she sees Noah, she does acknowledge him. This is, again, this is Allison's version. So it goes back to, we're at the scene at the farmer's market, and he walks up, you know, with the daughter. She acknowledges him. She knows who he is. He wants to, and then it's funny because at Noah's version, he buys like one jar.
Yeah.
And then he tries to offer the change.
Yep.
She says no. In this version, he buys like five jars.
Right.
Because it's like $30 or something like that.
Yeah. And well, the price went up in this version too. It was more expensive.
Right. It was like $8.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was $40 because he bought like five jars at $8 a piece.
Yeah.
And so because she said 30, she's like, oh, no, it's 40, her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I'm as a viewer, I'm like, oh my gosh, well which one is right? Because the whole time, you know, again, we said this before, there's always two sides to a story.
Right.
So the thing is, well, which I'm constantly, I don't know about you, but when I'm watching this, I'm constantly trying to figure out which one is the right version.
Yeah. Well, we kind of talked about this, like this, I love the concept of the show, but it is almost a little bit jarring for the viewer because this is so innovative to go from one story to the next. It's kind of very like abrupt and jarring to kind of keep up and wonder which story is accurate.
Right. I don't know. But I want to keep watching.
Yes.
That's
definitely
what it's definitely wanting to do. Keep watching. And the viewers should keep watching the after show because we're going to be doing this.
5 stars, guys.
5 stars. So now we're going back to the ranch. This is when Whitney, who is the oldest daughter, of Noah goes to the ranch to pick up her brother Martin. This is when we were talking about Scotty, ends up kind of, you know,
flirting
a little bit with her.
Oh, no, it's Scotty, right?
Scotty is Cole's brother, yeah. Right. Yep. He was the one flirting with her when she goes to pick her up, and then Cole's getting upset because he's like, hey, you know, that's, she's like 16.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who lets their 16-year-old daughter drive a BMW? She rolls up in this BMW convertible, and
That's because of Bruce. I mean, okay. Bruce is rich. So I think his thing is like, you know, whatever. She wants to drive BMW, she could drive the BMW.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I viewed it.
Okay.
You know, it's like kind of that spoiled rich kid type thing. This is her granddaughter. That's, you know what I'm saying? She's there visiting. She wants to drive. And she does. I mean, you can see she has this kind of rebellious kind of thing going on where she's, you know, at the party. She had the tight dress going on. When you saw in the first episode. The first episode, you saw her, you know, when they're walking out the house, she kept, you know, kind of stirring up arguments with the dad.
Yeah, she's just got the attitude of a teenager.
Right. It's just that teenage-ness going on.
Yeah.
She's kind of taking it a little bit, you know, further than I think it should go.
Of course.
But I think that she probably sees also, and this is when you talk about having children and when you're going through things, I think, and she's the oldest, the child kind of knows when there's tension in the household.
She can sense it, you think?
And I think that, this is my opinion, but I think she senses it, and I think that's part of why she acts out the way she does.
She's trying to get attention from her parents.
Yes,
because they don't really seem like they pay much attention to her.
Right.
They pay attention to everyone else.
Right, exactly.
Maybe she should choke. That she might get some attention.
Like the little girl?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be right. Thank you, Kendra. You just wanted to choke. That's okay. Cool.
Well, does she get attention that she's looking for?
Okay. Right.
Just a thought.
Hey, tell the writers. Maybe they'll write it in the next show.
Okay.
All right. So they go to the ranch. Like I said, picks up the morning. Allison talks to her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conversation and there's a scene there where she's talking to her. And I thought there was a lot that came out of that. That gave us some more information about Allison's child.
Yes.
Now, the mother-in-law says she's talking about wanting to clear out the house of her two sons, clear out their rooms, stuff that's been there forever.
Yeah.
There obviously sounds like they're not living there, obviously, you know, because they're both married. Mm-hmm. So they're not living in the house. So she's like, I just want to clear out all this stuff. And then maybe you and Cole can come move in.
Yeah.
And then if you can have another child, and then I can help take care of the child this time.
Yes.
Now, the way she said it, she was like, I can help next time. Yes. Meaning that she probably didn't have some kind of help, and either she was working, you know, jobs and the child was unattended or whatever was going on, and then something happened with the child.
When she was talking to Allison, she was trying to have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But like you're saying, when she started in, it sounded like she was kind of doing the backhanded compliment and blaming Allison for the death of her kid.
Oh, absolutely.
And when also she was like, you know, when I start to feel sad, I stop and I just think of how sad you must feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, you're going in with good intentions, but you're just really going downhill with this.
Right, right. No, and then it's just funny because the other situation is that you have Allison who was looking towards her mother and reeling from this, and then we were talking about earlier about her kind of getting things coming in every time. This is another thing that brings her back to that point.
It's like she really can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think she's so excited about this new venture with Noah.
Mm-hmm.
She's so stuck. Because isn't that when she decided to take after she talked to her?
It was right after that.
So that must have triggered all this resentment for Cole. Right. And she's probably thinking, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go hang out with Noah.
Maybe. And that brings a good point going into a good segue. When she was there at the party, she's working at the party. You have Bruce's wife.
Yes.
You have the scene where it goes back to when Bruce is talking to that girl,
yes.
or the lady, excuse me,
yep.
and the person he had an affair with. And Bruce's wife absolutely knows she had the affair.
Yes. Oh,
she knows
completely.
It's absolutely. So she's talking to Allison, and then she also says that she recognizes her. She's like, oh, well, I'm from the, you know, the Lobster Roll restaurant. I'm a waitress there. She's like, oh, you're the woman that lost her baby.
That was even painful to listen to as a viewer. Like, who says that? Like, what level of entitlement do you think you have to say that to somebody?
Well, first of all, she was, you know, a little inebriated.
Of course.
So, you know, and she was upset, you know, because she's looking at her husband. Remember, she offers her $1,000 to spill something on Bruce.
Right.
Which I thought was hilarious.
It was funny. But if I was Allison, I would have said, you know what? And slapped her because that was just – that's going beyond what you could ever say
to
someone.
Well, she shouldn't – I mean, it was definitely inappropriate. But the thing is – It's just going again. This is a way of showing us, giving us more information about what happened to the child.
And so it must have been something big to make it in the paper.
Exactly. Because, and that's what I saw.
Yeah.
It had to be something big. Had to be something tragic also, because if it made the paper, it had to be tragic.
Yes.
So I think ultimately they're going to reveal or have to reveal what happened to the child.
Yeah.
But again, they're just giving us bits.
It's a tease.
It's teasing us. It's teasing us. I'm like, just tell us already. Like,
I know.
Stop. So the goes next to the part where they're going back into the beach. So now it's back where Allison and Noah are in the beach.
Just about the drink real quick before we go to the beach.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really funny how she was supposed to spill the – she was carrying the drink that she was supposed to spill on Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before she could do it, she – Noah took the drink. So my question is, does she still get at least $500 for effort?
Wait.
Because I just want to know.
No. No. She has to do the whole thing. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
She has to do the whole thing. But it's interesting that you caught that because I didn't catch that initially.
It was a nice transition
right.
to back to him.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that initially. So that makes sense now that she was going to do that or supposed to do that accidentally.
Right.
And then he takes the drink.
Yeah. I hope she got some of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't. That's all I'm going to say. So then after that, we have the beach scene,
mm-hmm.
which is again, repeat from the last one.
Yep.
Little different as they go out. But again, the quote comes up again. Marriage means different things to different people. And you can see also more about Noah and what's going on with him, that he's not happy with the path that he's chosen.
No, well, he even talked about, which I thought was really interesting. I wrote this down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he said that he thought that he got married too young, that, mm-hmm. you know, he wanted to be rich and he wanted to be beautiful, just like his wife that he met in college. And then he said, it's really sad. I could have seen what I would have become,
mm-hmm.
which that was very interesting to me. What did you think about that?
Well, I thought it was very telling as to why, again, going back to the premise of the show being the affair.
Yeah.
He's resentful for his wife.
Yeah.
He's resenting the whole situation. As far as everything that went down, having all of these children, marrying young, he feels like he missed out a lot on his life.
I think he did.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. And I think he's reflecting on that, which again is why he's entertaining this affair.
Yes.
Here he is now. It's like he's not happy with his wife. Now he's staying with his in-laws. His father doesn't respect him.
Yep.
He's there basically because of his wife.
Yep.
So he's supposed to be finishing this book, which he really hasn't even started yet. I mean, there's all these things that's going against him. And all he wants to do is breathe.
Yes.
And his thing is like, okay, well, where can I breathe? Oh, this amazing young woman is a way that I can do that.
It's just sad that the wife is like so oblivious to all this. And mm-hmm. I feel like she's just like kind of like the victim out of the whole thing because he doesn't really communicate with her.
Right.
I feel like this whole thing could have been, you know what I mean? Like they should talk more.
Well, I mean, they're going through it. They're going through, you know, problems in the marriage. And again, because we don't know everything and they might reveal some kind of background, maybe take us back when him and his wife first got together
mm-hmm.
and maybe, you know, how that came about and kind of learn more about his wife. Because we really don't know a lot about his wife,
mm-hmm.
Helen. We don't know a whole lot about her past other than the fact that, of course, her dad is, you know, rich. And, you know, she went to these, you know, amazing schools and has this great education. But as far as like, if there's anything bad about her or anything that would make it to where seem like there's an issue that would cause with the marriage.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
I totally get it.
So, but I do think it was telling to show why he's even entertaining this affair.
Yes.
He's just not a happy
man. He's not a happy man. And he even talks about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like, okay.
Right. Build a machine.
Yeah.
So, the other interesting part is, it shows in Allison's version that they kiss very passionately.
Yes.
Whereas in Noah's version, you know, he kissed her kind of last minute as he was kind of walking back to walk into the party. So I don't know if that means Allison feels that there's more there or Noah's trying to hide something with what he's telling. Because, again, this is his account with the detective.
Yes. Well, both accounts, I feel like, are very ballsy
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, hello, you've got so many people that could catch you in any kind of act
right.
within feet of you.
Right.
And then, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're not scared at all.
No.
I feel like they're right outside the house. Anybody could just walk out and see them.
Well, in both versions, though, didn't they have where they both had to type in the wife's birthday and they both couldn't figure it out?
Well, I feel like it was in the second version that wasn't the case.
Okay.
I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I do remember specifically in the first version where he walks out and he puts in the code.
Yeah.
And then he's having trouble with it.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, she says, I didn't know your wife's code. And that's when he kisses her.
Yes.
In the second version, I don't even remember that even being a factor.
No.
But again, I may be wrong.
Yeah.
Either way, they do kiss each other in both versions. They are close to the house, right outside the beach in both versions.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't know. I just feel like they're being very, it's getting to the point where you start doing things that you don't, you know, you just don't care.
Yeah.
So if you are caught or not, it doesn't matter.
He has so much to lose though. You know, he's so much more to lose than her, I feel.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know if that's correct. I mean, yeah, he has the family.
Yep.
But then he has, I mean, her husband is tied into, you know, this ranch. There's the mother-in-law now that we've been introduced to.
Yep.
That's a factor. I mean, I think they both have a lot to lose.
That's true.
This is not the only thing. And two, this is her home.
Yes.
This is not his home. Remember, they're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's some drama or something, he just goes back to where they're from.
Well, didn't they even say that? Like, normally the summer people don't recognize them. They blend in with scenery.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of come, have their vacation, and then they're out.
Yeah.
So, but he's acknowledging her, which is another reason why she's kind of gravitating to that.
Yes.
So, because that normally doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Now, wrapping up the show, at the very end, you see her walking on the road, which I thought was weird,
yeah.
But she's walking home, appearing to be home by herself. Cars are kind of driving by. One car kind of hollers at her, and then it's over. And it was interesting because, remember, the detective said that it happened
on a road.
On the road. So I'm wondering if that's going to be a segue into her seeing what happened.
Which I like that because remember she even went in to say like, oh, well, it was all locals and that was a tourist road.
Right.
And I was like, first of all, how do you even know what road and how do you know all these specifics? You know what I mean? Like,
well, it doesn't seem like it's a big town. It's,
yeah.
It seems like it's very, I mean, the way they're picturing it, everybody kind of knows everybody. The locals do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small town. So I think when she said that,
it was okay.
I think it made sense because, and again, but I don't know that it meant that she was being truthful or she was just trying to divert her, you know, her part into it.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it.
Because she said, oh, I'm just trying to help you. Because she was saying, yeah, I was on a road to this new club that locals don't go. It's more the tourist spot. So it could have been a way she might have had, you know, we won't know until later. But if she had a hand in what happened, it's putting her out of it because she's a local.
I remember thinking when she said this new club, I was thinking, does this town even have a club?
Right. I thought the same thing. I was like, what club is in this little beach crab lobster town?
Yeah.
Like everyone looked old and no.
Lobster throwdown.
No one is turning up at all in this, but whatever. Maybe it was the one. Well, it's for tourists. Maybe the tourists turn up. They don't, obviously. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great time now to talk about predictions. Let's do that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, this is like great Halloween prediction.
I know. Ooh.
Okay, so, man, there's a lot for me that, because of the way this show is being formatted and the way they're it's telling and how they're displaying everything, there's so much that you can kind of go into.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with you, Kendra, and kind of what do you think going forward? What do you think the things that they're going to reveal? We'll put it that way, that they're going to reveal in the next episode.
Okay. Wow, it's a lot. I think because even in this episode, we got so much more than I thought we would get. I think they're going to get more intricate about how, like, the murder. I think we're going to get more clues.
Okay.
This whole show, I feel like we're playing the board game Clue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like every episode we're going to get a piece, like, you know, was it the candlestick or whatever? Also, I feel like in the next episode, we're going to find out about the baby and how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Also, get to know the characters more. And I think overall, the whole relationship is just going to escalate.
Okay. Like as far as a whole.
Yeah, I think that they're going to, I mean, in the preview, it looked pretty, you know, steamy. It was steaming up.
Right. Okay, interesting. So for me, I think that they are going to, I agree with you for the most part. I think they are going to give more developments about the child. I don't think we're still going to get everything, though.
No.
I think they're going to talk more about the murder. But again, I don't think they're going to give us everything. I think they're going to touch more on things.
Yep.
What I do think they are going to show more of that they didn't really show a lot is Cole.
Of course.
They didn't really show a lot of Cole other than the couple of scenes where he was, you know, when he was on the horse and Martin, you know, saw him on the horse and like, hey, talks to him and wants to be a ranch hand.
Yeah.
And then the other part when he basically is talking to his brother and kind of scolding him, you know, for talking to Whitney.
It would be nice to see how he was affected by the baby. Is that,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think they're gonna deal with more with Cole, which would make sense on how Allison's version, if they keep up with the same tradition of what's been going on. I'm sure they're gonna have part one and part two again. He'll come up in Allison's version. We might see more about, I'm looking maybe about the mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and she might have more, you know, more involvement in what's going on and kind of come up more in the story. But definitely, if they keep going with what they're going, we're not going to get everything.
No.
We're just going to get more bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. But I think it will start to escalate. And I agree with you wholeheartedly as far as the actually fair.
Yes.
I think that will definitely escalate, become very passionate. I don't know if they're going to do the deed at that point.
Probably not.
It might just get to right before.
Of course.
Who knows? But you know that it's inevitable because the name of the show is The Affair.
Of course.
So they have to have an affair. Yes. So, I mean, it has to happen. But it'll be interesting.
Well, I like how it's also an emotional affair aside from physical. Mm-hmm. That's so cool that they're building up such a heightened emotional mm-hmm. value in each other.
Well, I think that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. You know, in any affair, it starts with the emotional first, yeah. not the physical. You build that up and then you start cheating emotionally
yep.
and then it leads to the physical.
Yes.
Afterwards.
It's so real. So, the show is so real. I love that.
It can happen to anybody.
Of course.
Definitely. It's very relatable.
Yeah.
So, speaking of relatable, we're not related, but that is the end of the show.
That was a good segue.
Do you like that?
I did.
I don't know. I think it was kind of bad. But anyway, it's all good. We want to thank you for tuning in. Again, I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me in social media on Twitter and Instagram at The Poet Saint, and that's every day, all day, all the time. Kendra, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and that's at Kendra Summer, KendraSommer.
Yeah. So again, we'll be back next week. Make sure you watch the show, and make sure you watch the after show, which is most important.
Yes.
See you later. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.